Prosecutors have charged a man with hate crimes that carry a possible death sentence over the killing of 11 people in a mass shooting in a synagogue in Pittsburgh over the weekend. There's been widespread praise for the police officers who arrested the alleged killer, some of whom were also shot. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports.
As residents of Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh mourn, more details have emerged about the 20 minutes of terror Robert Bowers unleashed on the Tree of Life synagogue yesterday.
7-1, contact, shots fired.
Prosecutors allege he made his way through the building where three congregations were holding services, shooting worshippers from each group. He had with him an AR-15 assault rifle and three Glock handguns.
Got about seven out here. Access to the third floor. Next morning, gunfire, we're taking it.
We're treating this as a barricaded gunman. We're gonna work.
In their search for victims, a SWAT team discovered the gunman on the third floor.
7-1, suspects talking about all these Jews need to die. We're still communicating with them.
He surrendered after a shootout that left the gunman and officers with bullet wounds. FBI Special Agent Bob Jones.
I'd like again to thank Chief Schubert of the Pittsburgh Police for the heroic actions of his officers. Had Bowers made it out of that facility, there is a strong possibility that additional violence would have occurred.
Police have charged Bowers with 29 separate crimes. U.S. Attorney Scott Brady.
There are 11 counts of murdering victims who are exercising their religious beliefs. There are 11 counts of using a firearm to commit murder, and each of these counts is punishable by death.
Police have released the names of the 11 victims. The youngest was 54, the oldest was 97. The dead include two brothers and a husband and wife aged in their 80s. Mayor Bill Peduto has labelled it Pittsburgh's darkest day.
The Jewish community is the backbone. It is part of the fabric of Pittsburgh. And we will be there in all communities to support our friends in the Jewish community.
As is familiar after a mass shooting in the United States, the nation's divisions over gun control are once again in the spotlight. The president, Donald Trump, says armed guards in the synagogue could have prevented the attack. Mayor Peduto, a Democrat, says that's not the answer.
I think the approach that we need to be looking at is how we take the guns, which is the common denominator of every mass shooting in America, out of the hands of those that are looking to express hatred through murder.
Prosecutors say they believe the gunman was acting alone. He's due to appear in court tomorrow. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.